General Ulysses S. Grant earned his reputation in 1862 with the battles of the Western Front of the Civil War. The Union strategy to gain control of the Mississippi and divide the Confederacy began with its first major victory at Fort Henry, Tennessee on February 7th. 9 days later, under Grant's leadership, the North took Fort Donelson, forcing the Confederates to evacuate Kentucky and most of Tennessee. Grant would walk away from the battle with a nickname to match his initials, Unconditional Surrender. On March 8th, the Battle of Pea Ridge in Arkansas was the site of the first Union victory west of the Mississippi. But in early April, Shiloh Church near Pittsburg Landing, Tennessee, was host to one of the bloodiest battles of the entire war. Confederate General P.G.T. Beauregard, along with Albert Sidney Johnston, planned a surprise attack on Grant's exhausted army resting at Shiloh. The attack was at first successful, but on April 7th, General Don Buell sent reinforcements, and Union troops were able to hold off the onslaught. General Johnston was killed in battle along with over 10,000 soldiers from each side. On April 25th, another important Union victory came when Naval Officer David Farragut captured the city of New Orleans without bloodshed. The Union victories of 1862 on the Western Front helped offset the losses being experienced back east.